One year later, on Father's Day, June 17, 2002, the walls of self-struggle came tumbling down. We had just celebrated Father's Day, and the pain in my heart became unbearable. Here I am, sitting at my daughter's table, and no one sees me, hears me, or even cares if I am here. I left and began walking back to the home of another daughter. The gray Suburban pulled up beside me, and my husband said, "I didn't even know you had left. Get in and we will talk." The space between us now was in the open and unsolvable and impenetrable. I began, "Do you have $20? I pleaded like a child waiting to get my hand slapped. He replied, "I don't have any money." Looking straight forward from the inside out, I knew I had created a prison for myself. I yelled, "Let me out of this car." He kept going and would not stop. "Stop the car, I want to get out." He still did not stop. I pushed open the door with a force that encapsulated a lifetime of smoldering cinders. I was literally and symbolically jumping out of the car and my life as I sprang from the moving car. My heart might as well have been branded with a scarlet letter. I had raped myself. No more. As I was fumbling for the door handle, I turned my head and said with an inner power I had never before felt, "From this moment on, I am taking charge of my own life." Those were my last and final words to him. Every feeling I had ever had for him died instantly. It was so complete that it mystified me. I saw and spoke to him no more. Everything seemed incredibly vivid. His never-changing expression of displeasure with me was caught in the fury of my eye, as if to say, "Here she goes again. Yes, here I go again. But this time, my work with you is finished." I closed the door and never looked back.